Mm-hmm.
No. That's the one you pin them up after.
No, ours was in the barnyard.
Mm-hmm.
In the barn.
Okay. But you'd let them out.
We tied them out.
Keep them.
Tied them out in the yard.
Oh, you didn't have a place that was fenced in.
We didn't have a big pasture.
Yeah.
We tied them out in the front yard in various places where the grass was.
What'd you tie them to?
Either a stake we'd carry and drive in with the axe or to a tree or its post.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep your grass mowed for you.
That's busy. We had to keep moving them, and then we'd have to go get them and take them in for a drink of water and then take them back out.
Yeah.
You really looked after your animals.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people talk about when, a long time ago, when they used to let them out, roam around?
We never did.
Yeah. What do you call those kind of fences? Those wooden, any kind of wooden fences that they have. You just have barbed wire.
Well, we get wooden fences around the barnyard.
Mm-hmm.
We really call it anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fence.
Okay.
We didn't have barbed wire fences either. We had, pig wire around the garden to keep the animals out of the garden.
Mm-hmm. The one around the barnyard was,
it was wooden.
Was it made out of boards? Where'd you keep the pigs?
In the lot behind the barn, and it had a pig wire. It had wire around it with wooden board across the top and around the bottom so it couldn't move out.
Okay.
Had the wire fence thrown in the
what'd you call that area with
pig lot.
Pig lot.
Pig lot. Pig pen. They had pens that they could be shut up into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that were separate?
Well, they went in to get out of the weather. It was the house under the lot.
They had their own separate little house.
Mm-hmm. Built under the lot.
Uh-huh. Was that separate from where the other animals were?
Yeah.
Around the barn.
Yeah. I think one with the chickens or the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We wouldn't eat chickens if it had been in the pig lot. Our chickens weren't allowed to run loose.
Because that way you can be careful what you feed them and so forth. What about, do you know anything about any of the tools that they used to use?
Well, ours were more modern tools. They weren't the old handmade tools and all.
Mm-hmm.
The hose and shovel and legs and axe and pick.
What about to plant the corn and?
We had corn planters.
Yeah.
And it was all new grown.
Mm-hmm.
And then later they did have a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
In the early growing up days, we didn't have tractors.
Mm-hmm. How they prepare the dirt out in the field?
You know, we must have had tractors because they plowed it. And I don't remember them plowing really with the big turn plow with a horse.
Mm-hmm.
We did have mules, we didn't have horses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I always wanted a horse. And sell for an old mule.
So they plow it, you think they plow it with the tractor?
Uh-huh.
Do they have something else that they come along and break up the dirt? Or did you do that? Or?
They did. I wasn't allowed to drive the tractor. The brothers did. Some of the older sisters helped too.
Did they? Did they have anything that they would use to carry stuff? Like from the barn out to the field?
A wagon.
Had a wagon?
Mm-hmm.
And the mules?
Pulled
in. Yeah. Anything else that they might put their tools on when they were going out to the field to drag behind them on or something? What about any kind of carts that you push? Did you buy those or make them yourselves? Or?
The ones I remember were bought.
So they were just like the ones we had now, basically. Okay.
See, we lived up in civilization. We didn't live back up in the mountains.
Yeah. Yep. What about to sharpen the tools? Did they have something?
They had a big wheel. Whetstone,
mm-hmm.
like they did with the turned.
Okay.
It was hand turned, it wasn't electric.
Okay.
It had a thing to turn.
Mm-hmm. You use the same one for tools or that you use for knives?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. What about the wagon? Do you remember how it was hooked up to the mules?
Yeah, it had a long tongue and the mule on each side of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
It had harnesses around the necks.
Okay.
Similar to the ones you see in movies now.
Yeah. Did they have a, how'd they drive them?
With reins.
They have reins?
Long rein that comes through the mouth and the bits and all.
Same kind that you would have if you were riding on horseback.